here to the voice. Be spent now to call an end to any illy worm that irks, disease and vice, sorrow and age, even death would end, eh? So that say, turning the next page. Oh, holy mage, blessing and worship, Dr. Timothy Leary, voice of space age. Forever and a while, smile, smile, smile. Yes, space migration, intelligence increase, life extension. No, space migration, intelligence increase, life extension. Yeah, space migration, intelligence increase, life extension. Life extension. Leary, was ist aber das? Surely the arch old question, Percy. Peak now with beast bang, die Tierkapelle. Into this earthen and utter oldest saga in mankind and kind and mind and hint of hind. Gilgamesh, he the first of lettered men, would go to Hades and come back again.
Oh, care for the dead, thou civic and gallant instinct.
Ever the unliving head would dare a peevic and valiant tread, toward talk that unperceptible precinct, that done unneglectable rigor, and try to undo with all respectable vigor the verdict of death that, alas, had led the hero-footed survivor's dread to bring life's breath at his hand and redeem from that far-from-living land the dear and dead to life and light and love and liberty hereafter. Thus Gilgamesh for his greatest friend the beast, thus too in a way ascetic for his raped and riven love, thus Orpheus, that sweet singing son of Apollo, who could have made all else sound dumb and hollow if he would, but he could not, for he was of good lot, and ever you should hear him play, to all the world his song of wisdom gay. He would sing for the mother of love, to bring him a lass, with the jazz and the swing, like a dove, hear it ring.